Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast.
Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Danny. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. We both are really excited to say welcome aboard now because we have something to say at the beginning.
Yeah, I think that's going to sweep the nation.
Pretty soon, people will be welcoming other people aboard other things that don't really require welcoming aboard.
And they'll give each other a knowing glance that they both listen
we
to
do that
podcast.
Yeah, we give each other a knowing glance as we welcome each other aboard.
Right.
As though we know.
It's time for fun. It's time for the funship.
Right.
It's time for the friendship. So the new Grand Theft Auto's out, Danny.
Yeah, I heard our friend Shadi Muklashi purchased it, and I keep wanting to look at it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I just wanted to report that I haven't played it yet.
All right.
That I have nothing to report.
Well, I have heard from Shadi that he enjoys playing it.
So the reviews are positive?
Yeah, the reviews are in.
I hear it's awesome.
Grand Theft Auto
is
out for PlayStation 3 and Xbox.
You heard it here first that I've heard that it's awesome.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first that
you didn't hear anything here first.
No, I didn't hear. I'm saying the listeners, you heard it here first that I also heard it was cool and that Shadi likes to play it.
I love all the Grand Theft Auto games.
Grand Theft Auto is the only reason that I ever bought a PlayStation 2 to begin with.
Grand Theft Auto is the only reason I think that there might be something to the idea that playing video games makes you a bad person.
You really think it makes you a bad person?
I don't know about that, but like when I walk around, if I'm out on the sidewalk and I see a bunch of people around me, I just think, man, it'd be so easy to just fucking rifle shot all these bitches in their skull.
So, not really.
But I don't think I'd ever do it. But I don't know for a fact that if I was... what if I was playing Grand Theft Auto from infancy? I might think, hey, I could take out a couple of these pedestrians and not feel bad about it.
What if you were... Let's say you've been playing Grand Theft Auto since you were, like, 4 years old, okay? Then you turn, like, 16 or something, and you're walking down the street one day, and some guy comes up to you, and he's like, where's my damn tools?
Yeah.
Imagine such a thing.
Yeah, I would axe that fucker.
Yeah. Grand Theft, I can't play any video games anymore. Like, I try to. Grand Theft Auto seems like it would be the only video game that now this new one, that I might actually be able to play and enjoy again. I used to love playing video games, but now, whenever I try to, I just fall asleep or get bored or, I don't know. It's not the same. It's lost its magic somehow.
Yeah. Well, I can't play any video game too long. I've never been able to handle.
You can't do anything too long. You have the shortest attention span of anyone that I know.
You think that's why?
Maybe. You don't really have the shortest one of anyone I know, but I know that this is my example. The greatest
movie
of all
time. I don't
want to
hear
it.
This is boring.
Greatest movie of all time, one of them. At least just the most well-made movie was Lord of the Rings. And all I heard from you was, oh, it's too long. I couldn't sit there.
Everybody knows that movie's too long.
I couldn't sit through the whole thing. Oh.
That movie's like 4 hours long. And they don't do anything but walk around.
4 hours long.
And look at each other. Like, really gay-like. Have you ever seen the Clerks 2? He fucking pinned it. It's nothing but gay winks and looks and just walking.
That's not true. It was amazing.
And I had to piss, like, from the first... Look, I figured how long can this movie be? This movie is, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours, like most movies. I'll just wait. I'm sure... It kept giving me false endings. Like, it kept acting like it was about to be over. And I was like, all right, I'll just let it finish and then I'll piss. 2 more hours later...
So, that's why I think you should rewatch it when you haven't had any...
I've rewatched portions of it.
Well, you need to rewatch the whole thing, not just portions.
All right, I will do that. But if I still don't like it, I'm allowed to not like shitty movies.
No, shitty movies.
That doesn't mean you have
movies.
A poor attention span.
You, tell me some movies that you like.
Hey, I'll tell you a movie I like. The Godfather is a very long movie, and I wasn't bored in that movie. Because there was shit going on. It was interesting.
How long is The Godfather? You're going to be mad at me, but I've never seen The Godfather.
I don't care what you haven't seen. Give a fuck.
Okay, so you won't be mad at me. Some people get mad at me when I tell them that I haven't seen The Godfather, as though I am personally insulted them.
None of my business. It's like 3 hours long, I think.
Then
but here's the thing. Like, I don't mind if a movie's long, but when they keep repeating themselves. Like, all they did was fucking walk around, and then they walked around in a new location, and they walked around in another spot, but and then some wizard... There was a wizard fight. That was the best part.
The cinematography, you have to admit, was...
Yeah, it was breathtaking. I agree.
What else? You know, I bet you our friend Jamie Enochs has watched over 40 hours worth of... No, more than that. If you're going to count how many times he's watched each movie, I bet he's watched 100 hours of Lord of the Rings. Because he's watched every movie, like... 5 times. He's watched the... And every time they come out with a new extended version, he buys that and watches that. Then there'll be an extended version of the extended version, and he'll watch that. And then he'll watch the making of the extended version. And he... I'm serious. He watches... I bet you he has watched over 100
I know, and
hours.
He also watches the commentary of every DVD he's ever owned. He'll listen to the director's commentary, the cast commentary.
Yeah.
He reads the cast bios on that...
He is so... That I that
He's,
is
that's the opposite of me.
That I know. That's what I was just thinking. I mean, I and he loves to do that. That's what his life is about. He's told me that before.
Yeah, that's why he knows things though. Also,
right. Well, guess what?
He's good at school and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I would rather not have to watch 100 hours of Lord of the Rings affiliated. Programming and not know things. I had my choice.
Yeah, not knowing things is better.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, Chris. Are you ready to hear my question?
No, give me a second.
Okay.
Just let me know. Let me hear it now.
Okay, would you rather read every Lord of the Rings book, including The Hobbit, or would you rather watch every Lord of the Rings DVD with once regular, once with commentary, and watch the making of The Lord of the Rings?
Well, reading is always better. I don't mind reading a huge book, but I'm not going to read it like from front to cover, front to back, like right away.
Well,
it'll take
to,
me probably 6 years.
You have to sit down and do it 4 hours in 4 hour increments, one today.
I don't want to do 4 hour increments of anything.
That's too bad. These are your options.
So what? I have to watch 4 hour increments of the movie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, I don't know. Those both suck. What if I watch 2 hours of the movie and then read 2 hours?
No, you one or the other. Those are your options.
I don't have 4 hours a day. I guess I do.
Well, just, I'm assuming, God, you make this so complicated.
Yes, I'll read it. I'll read the book.
Okay.
Fuck. Because the book's got to be more interesting than the movie. Because how much can they say, and then they kept walking.
That's exactly.
And then they walked some more.
I was going to warn you.
And they turned left, and the grass was tall. But they kept walking. I mean, the book can't be that bad. They'll probably tell you what they were thinking about while they were walking, at least.
You're so wrong, Chris. The movies are way more interesting than the books. I read the books when I was in like 8th or 9th grade, and I hated them. But my uncle bought them for me. And I thought they were so, so boring. I'm telling you, Chris, I thought, and that's what maybe why I thought the movie was
I'll tell you
so
this.
Much better, because the movie seemed action-packed compared to the books.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your fucking mind.
Okay.
I would rather read the Bible than watch Lord of the Rings. And I've read the fucking Bible. It's not that bad.
Would you really rather read the Bible? Well, yeah, because then at least the Bible, then at least you're like, man, this is crazy, and it's an actual thing that a lot of people believe in. So,
but it's pretty entertaining. The Bible's not bad. I'm telling you, read the Bible.
Great. When did this turn into, into like a
at least
Mormon
read it
sponsor?
So you know what's going
Chris,
on.
Chris, we have a couple new sponsors, by the way.
Jesus Christ. John the Baptist. And that fucking serpent.
Oh, goodness. What's your favorite...
I want to read all the Bibles.
Bible,
you know,
passage.
Even the ones that aren't called the Bible but are holy books.
Right. Like?
I don't know the names of them. The Quran?
Okay, I know what you mean, like the Turan, the...
The Korra?
Yeah, the Korra, the Kama Sutra.
The He Bible, the Old Testament. I read that already.
But I have to say something because that sounded racist, but you just bought a used version of it, and you bought it from some guy who was racist, and it said the He Bible on the front. That Chris doesn't know any better. It said that on his book, to be fair.
Well, I don't think that's an insult, Heeb. You're just saying Hebrew. That's like calling me a Y, because you're not saying white, you just say Y. Or if you want to say short and Caucasian, just call me a cock. What's wrong with shortening things? Like, I never got why Jap is supposed to be insulting Japanese. I'm just lazy. I don't want to say Japanese. I'm saying Jap.
Jew is sometimes considered a racial slur.
Anything's bad if you mean it. If you mean it bad. If you're like, hey, that Jew, he opened up a new shop. That's not bad. If you say, hey, that Jew fucks his mother.
Hey, that Jew has opened a new shop because he's so money grubbing. He wants money. That's, he plans on getting money.
Yeah, but I didn't say that. If I'd have said that, you're right.
No, that's what I'm giving you another example. But I'm going to tell you something that may sound racist, but I don't think it is. I'll change it so it won't sound racist. Retard used to be an acceptable term.
Yeah.
But it described something that was bad. It described someone who was a retard.
Right.
So because it described a retard, people started using the term retard to call other people who were not actual retards, retards. So that then became considered an insult, even though it's actually just describing something.
Just because people found out what that word meant, it became a bad thing.
That's what I mean.
So when you change the word, you're like saying it's bad to be a retard. I mean, it's not good, but it's not like...
Well, that's exactly what keeps happening, and this is where it's going to sound racist, but that's exactly what keeps happening with black people. Like, African-American is now the term.
Maybe. That one's kind of different, though.
But calling them black... It was just a description. It's no different than white. We're not actually white. You know? What I mean is that it's because a lot of people not that long ago considered being black like a bad thing. Like that would be an insult to call someone black if they weren't black. You know, like that would be like a somehow sticking it to them or something. But it was describing something that a culture didn't thought of as sort of something that you don't exactly want to talk about. So anything that it's going to pick up a negative sort of stigma to it, and then they have to change the word. But they're going to always keep changing the word, just like retard or mentally disabled or I don't even know what the terms are now.
Hey, but you know, when I was a kid, I thought that white didn't make sense because I thought, I'm not white. I'm like pinkish color. And I never got black either. Like they're not really black. They were like brown. And when people have red hair, they don't really have red hair. It's more orange. I had a problem with all three of those things. Hey, you remember when crayons used to have flesh color?
Yes.
That was the color. It's called flesh. And it was just white.
That's pretty racist.
That's the only time you can have flesh. That's true. I wonder if those crayons are like going to be worth money like someday as a racist relic.
Probably like 65 cents or whatever they cost originally to buy.
You know how they call midgets little people now? Uh-huh. That's way worse than midget. If I was a midget, I'd be like, fuck you, don't call me little person.
Would you rather?
Because that's saying little person, like I'm a small human being. I'm less of a human being.
You are a small. It's exactly.
I know,
what
but
you
when
are.
You say person, you're saying like all of you, like what you're about, your fucking whole soul.
Oh, you're a
person. You're a little person. No, you're less. You're insignificant.
No one uses that term anymore, except for Jamie when they're talking about person. Person just means human at this point. No one really says person like
still,
describing
I
their
still
soul
think,
and
yeah, maybe so, but I still think it's way more demeaning than midget. What's a midget? Who the hell? That just means you're a midget.
I'm sure it means something. I got a good question for you, Chris. Another good question.
Should I let you know when I'm ready?
Tell me when you're ready. Would you rather have sex with a midget or a retard?
Definitely a midget.
I see. That's cool.
You kidding me? Well, midgets can be hot. I mean, they're little people, remember? They're just like regular women, but they're little.
See, I'm not
whereas a midget, or I mean, whereas a retarded woman will sort of have a retarded face and do retarded things.
I'm not
going to say under no circumstances will I never have sex with a female retard. I might, because she might be cute and willing. And slow.
The willing part is the only word in this sentence that matters.
No, but if I had a choice, there could be some hot midgets. Bridget the Midget is a famous midget porn star. She's kind of hot in a skanky way.
I've never heard of Bridget the Midget.
Well,
I have heard of Bernard the Retard. Isn't a famous retard porn star.
You wouldn't want to be with a midget at least once just for the story?
No, because I have other stories that don't involve me having sex with a midget.
You need a story involving, that's what I'm saying, for the story.
Yeah, but I feel
not
like
for
I would
the only story.
I would be ashamed of myself the entire time. Like, what am I doing? I shouldn't be having sex with this midget. God.
Why? Society tells you that.
No.
Society tells you not to have sex with midgets.
My wiener tells me, Danny, and my brain saying,
what if it was a male midget? What would your wiener tell you then?
My wiener would be sending me mixed.
Can we stop saying wiener?
I guess.
My weenal. No, I think that, like, seriously, I think, why not try anything? Like, a little girl, like a really tall chick from the WNBA, I'd try one of them.
One of them.
The ultimate would be a three-way with a WNBA chick and a midget. So, then I would feel like, man, so I've accomplished.
You want to do Lisa Leslie and Bridget the Midget both at the same time?
I don't know about Lisa Leslie, but I'd pick a cute one.
Lisa Leslie's all right. Oh. She's really tall. Okay, I'm going to ask you this, Chris. If you say you would try anything, you say try anything once at least, you know, then you've tried it. Well, then, are you ever going to try heroin in your life?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
My point is, I guess, it's kind of a stretch of a point, but here...
Try anything that probably won't kill you.
In my personal life, I don't want to be known as Danny the midget fucker. Just like I don't want to be known as Danny the heroin addict. So, the reason I wouldn't try heroin, I bet heroin is awesome. But I can't afford heroin, and I don't want to be addicted to heroin. That's the same thing with midget fucking. What if you really like it?
You don't want to be addicted to midget
what
fucking?
If you really love fucking
if
midgets?
You love fucking midgets, fuck the world. Do what you want to do. Be happy, Danny. Fuck midgets if you want to. What's wrong with that? And what's wrong with having a heroin addiction? How much fun would it be to have a drug addiction?
Hold on.
I don't have addiction to anything. My life's boring. If you have a heroin addiction and you get heroin, that's all you need.
Yeah, but then
your
entire life becomes about heroin, and it's not a real happiness. It's like this heroin.
Who's to say what's real happiness and what's not?
I am in my own life.
And I've never fucked a midget. So how do I know that that's not pure happiness?
You should combine the two for one sort of.
If I get the chance, I might.
Right.
I'm not going to close any doors. That's what I'm saying. You're about closing doors. I'm about keeping them open.
No, I crack them open.
Especially the back door.
Ooh. You hear the music, Chris, and you know what it means.
I do.
It means we're out of time. So, I guess we'll talk to you next time on the Chris and Danny podcast. Do we have an ending thing that we say now? Like how we say welcome aboard?
I don't think we have one yet.
Okay, then we'll have to work on something. But for right now, when you hear the music, that means the podcast is coming to an end. And here's something that I forgot to mention. I've had a couple people ask me what the music is that we play at the end of our podcast. And it's a little song by a friend of ours, Shoddy McClashy. The song is called Villa Street. And Shoddy, interestingly enough, is now releasing one song a month on his website. So if you want to go listen to them, they're really good. He just released his first song today, and you just go to shoddyradio.com. It's shadiradio.com. This is weird because I'm giving an actual plug on our own podcast. It feels weird.
Yeah, but we like Shoddy.
Yeah, Shoddy's a good kid. So you go to shoddyradio.com and you click on music and you can listen to. Well, you can only listen to one song right now, but if you wait a month, then you'll be able to listen to two songs. And then after that, who knows? If you wait 3 months, probably three songs.
And you're supposed to have a whole album out at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
right?
I assume, yeah. We're producing it. You remember that?
That's right. I just remembered that.
Yeah. Okay, well, bye, Christopher.
Goodbye, Danny.
See ya.